All right, we're so glad you're back with us during this holiday season for another GoldSeek.com Radio Gold Nugget segment. Today's special guest, Bill Murphy from Gata.org. Well, Bill Murphy is at the helm of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, Gata, with Chris Powell working on behalf of investors to expose the powers that be manipulating the precious metals market. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
Let's begin the dialogue with the Detroit pension confiscation news. You know, as more details begin to emerge from the beleaguered city, it's now becoming clear that pensioners could expect to lose more than 80% of their benefits. This seems to be a theme that's, you know, starting to snowball as governments become bankrupt around the world and now even in our country. You know, on the surface, it seems somewhat deflationary, but I think that as investors begin to realize that ultimately it's, you know, the people that are going to have to pay for these municipal defaults, the safe haven factor of precious metals could start to, you know, make a comeback. Any thoughts?
Oh, yeah, we had Cyprus and Detroit, and there's concern there what the pension people that put their money in pensions are going to get, and there's some other municipalities and states under pressure, and Illinois is a good example. And this is after all this QE and the government trying to fix things with monetary stimulus, and it's liable to catch up to a lot of people. This has been percolating for some time, and now it's beginning to come to the fore.
I wanted to move on to, you know, the Bitcoin scenario. We saw that digital currency soar from under $5 to over $1,000 in less than a year. I'd like to know what odds you place on a sudden aha moment where investors rush into precious metals, similar to the Bitcoin phenomenon.
You know, first of all, God bless the Bitcoin people for having the audacity and creativity to do what they've done. I know a couple of guys that have been involved in the beginning, and they've made fortunes, and they deserve it. Good for them. And, of course, it's interesting because, you know, lately the government agencies or the SEC, a bunch of people all came out and blessed it. Now, you got to be scary about something like that when, of course, gold's just the opposite. We know what they've done to it with this suppression scheme this year, and it's been a nightmare. And I think at some point, and, of course, their orchestration down has reinforced the negativity at the moment. The sentiment's terrible, but all of a sudden, the bad guys, as we call them, the gold cartel, is going to run out of ability to keep the price down with all the gold flowing to China, and the ETF disgorgement is going to run its course. And it's just going to be something where it's going to overtake the supply, and the gold cartel is going to have to retreat again like they did for 12 years, except this time the move up is liable to be violent. When it's going to start, we'll have to see, but it's coming.
You know, and I'd also like your thoughts on the Shanghai Gold Exchange, because, you know, as you mentioned, this raid on gold has just been music to the ears of Asian governments. There's some speculation now. John Ng is one of the latest to speculate that deliveries made on all the gold in Fort Knox worth of metal, 8,600 tons of gold, has been delivered now by the Shanghai Gold Exchange, and it's delivering huge amounts of gold. China consumed, according to one source, 1,700 tons of gold in just the first 8 months of this year. It's very close to the annual gold production in one country, and incidentally, they're also the world's largest producer.
That's pretty well documented now, Chris. I mean, honestly, in our commentary at the Metropole Cafe, through my source, we reported on this 5 years before they announced years ago that they had 400 and they bought an extra 450 tons. None of this was accounted for by the establishment gold people, which were totally embarrassed because all they do is make their things match. They don't account for government coming out, gold coming out of the government coffers to suppress the price or anything. So they were stunned. And we've been all over this for years. They were accumulating it through private sources, and I won't get into that, but it's pretty well documented now that all, you know, sorts of tonnage you're talking about is going into China. They've got these different exchanges to deal with. They know what's coming. They know what the United States has done. They know that they have us trapped. I mean, it's stunning that in China there are 14 gold refineries. There are only three in North America. It's unbelievable. They are gearing up to something dramatic. People that know about what's going on behind the scenes in terms of the gold cartel, in terms of the Chinese, know that we're going to go to historic prices and well beyond, and We just got to get through this raid and let it run its course, and then up we go.
Now, I think it's an interesting point, and if we take a look at the newly affluent middle class in China, of course, this is a huge section of the populace, but we hear constantly of shortages for the yellow metal. So all of that metal is flowing somewhere. I also wanted to ask you about the investor love affair we've seen here with equities. Continues as funds flow away from zero-yielding debt and into stocks. However, when this risk play runs its course, huge money flows are likely to shift back to the commodity sector. I'd like to know what you think could trigger such an event.
Well, this is a big pet peeve of mine, because if you go over the past 14 months, gold goes down $500 an ounce on QE, and the Dow goes up some 2,500 points on the same news. It's ludicrous. If anything, gold should have gone up more instead of going the other way. So it's a trade that's, again, it's been orchestrated by the gold cartel and allies, and it's worked very well for them, but it's liable to go just the other way. I'm not a stock market guy, but I do feel pretty comfortable that we have an explosion coming in gold and silver, that and, of course, in the shares that correspond to them, and it's going to be quite something. We just got to get through this madness that they've set in motion, and as they set this in motion, as you talked about earlier, you've got countries like the Chinese and other people just saying, thank you very much for the cheap gold, and they have it. Believe me, the Chinese know what Gata knows. And I've had three conference calls with the Chinese Investment Corporation, their sovereign wealth fund. The Russians know what we know. They've come to our conferences. The gold's going to be the big deal in the years to come, and this is just a prelude for what's coming.
And speaking of preludes of what's ahead, I'd like your thoughts on the big announcement from the Labor Department last week. The unemployment rate plunged from 7.3% down to 7%. That's quite a move lower. But if you look behind the headline figure, people are dropping out of the workforce at a record pace. And this is sort of gives you the illusion of a job increase. Take a look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics website. You can see the labor force participation rate has been plunging since 2008. And that's since the Great Recession began, and it never recovered. St. Louis Fed shows a similar chart. We haven't seen levels this bad since the 70s. And I think the severity of the decline is exacerbated. If you look at it over the past six decades, you see there's never been anything like this on record. I'd like to know, you know, what you think this means and portends for the economy and the markets.
Bottom line is they haven't got much bang for all their buck with this QE they put into the system. The velocity of turnover of money hasn't been there. A lot of the money is just going into the market, it appears. And as is pretty well talked about, the average person these days is not doing that well. The rich are getting richer. The banks are doing fine. Wall Street has been knocking them dead, but in terms of the average Joe and Jane, it's not that good a time, and they're falling further and further behind. And I think they're petrified if they stopped printing the money. What would happen? And as you've talked about, so pretty good year. I mean, the corrections in the stock market have been negligible, as everybody knows, and it's liable to set up something dramatic in next year.
It really makes one wonder what's left in their bag of tricks. Have they used up all the ammo in the arsenal? Because ultimately, this is going to require some new quantitative measure that probably no one has yet even thought up. Good news for precious metals investors. And I also wanted to discuss the disconnect between gold and the greenback. I mean, if this truly was a gold bear market, as the bears claim, one would expect to see the dollar soaring. But we're not seeing that. The greenback has been stuck on the lower end of a three-year bear market consolidation. So if the dollar can't sustain a meaningful rally with the metals off so sharply, it would seem to me as though the day of reckoning for the currency can't be far away.
I take the text. It shows you how much the price has been suppressed. The euro's gone up 8 points in the last 14 months, and gold going down $500. So what's the relationship between the gold and the terms of when they want to manipulate the price down? I mean, it hasn't been a thing. Now, I think that could change where they're hitting the wall in terms of how far they can stretch that. So I think the dollar's in trouble, and while it's had no effect on gold the past year, it's liable to have a big effect in next year.
Well, as we wrap up here, would you like to share any contact information with the listeners and any other activities that might be happening at Gata?
Well, Chris Powell's been doing yeoman work, and we'll have something out again shortly. The God is Secretary Treasurer, and you can find what he puts out at God.org. And I have a website, Le Metropole Cafe. Been doing it 15 years, and people can sign up for a two-week free trial and see if it's of value to them.
Well, hat tip for all the seminal work that you all are doing there.
Thank you, Chris. Anytime.